Unless you're helping someone get to their passage. Ephesians chapter 6. And when you get there, I want you to look right up here at me. Focus. Focus. I want you to focus right here. Okay.
All three of these pops belong to you girls.
Yeah, this one's mine.
That one's mine.
Okay. Ephesians 6, what?
I'll tell you when. Just look up here when you get to Ephesians 6. No more talking. I need your full attention, guys, tonight. Important message. Okay? We're all looking up here, Pastor Donald, when you get there. Okay, I'll wait for everybody to look up here at me so we can get started. Everybody looking up here at me. We're ready to go? Okay, from this point, the next 20 minutes or so, I need your full attention. Okay, what I have tonight for this message could help you a lot. It can help you a lot, but not if you're not listening. You've got to listen, you've got to pay attention. If you start getting antsy, we'll just throw it all away and just look up and focus, okay? Ask God to help you to focus if you're having a hard time. But I need you to focus tonight. Listen, listen, listen. Every one of us, even our workers, even myself, needs this message. We need it. So listen to it, pay attention. I'm going to talk tonight about the secret of the successful life. The secret to having a happy, successful life. Who wants a happy, successful life? Okay, if you don't have your hand up, you're probably crazy. Everybody hand up if you want it. Keep it up for a second. You say, I want a happy, successful life. Keep your hand up so I can see if that's you. Okay, it's everybody in the room. Put them down. Okay. So what's the secret? What's the secret to a happy, successful life? Everybody wants a successful life. Everybody wants success. Everybody wants happiness. Everybody wants to have the best life that they can have. If you don't, usually people got problems. No one's like, man, I hope my life just stinks. Nobody's like that. People say, "Hey, I want a good job. I want to have a good salary. I want to make good money. I want to have a good wife and good kids. I want to have a happy life, a nice car, whatever. I want to have a successful life." Everybody wants it. Look up here, guys. Okay. So, what's the secret? Who wants to take a guess? What's the secret to having a successful life? Just take a guess.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible's good. Trusting God, that's good. Those are all good things. Someone else. Come on, help me out. What's the secret to having a successful life?
Believing in Jesus.
Believing in Jesus, that's good. Salvation's true. This is all part of it. These are things that are good. Uncle Jack?
Being in God's will.
Being in God's will, that's so true. If you're not in God's will. Okay, not what I'm looking for. Anyone else want to give a shot?
Meditating on God's word.
Ooh, so good. We need to meditate. Think about God's word. Not just read it quickly, but think about what it means. Could say salvation, that's good. Secrets to the successful life. Living for God, good call. Anybody else?
Getting a diploma.
Getting a diploma, that's part of it, buddy. That's true. You want to graduate. Man, people forget about that sometimes.
Be strong in the Lord.
Strong in the Lord, great.
Acting like a Christian.
Acting like a Christian. Oh, man, we're going crazy.
Obedience.
Stand
against the veils of the devil.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, listen. We're going to stop right there. Took a lot of answers. It's good. What is the secret to a successful, happy life? Looking up here and listening. No one laughing. No one joking. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's read verse 1. I don't want to hear anybody talking. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Hand down, when I'm preaching, there's no question. We know that. I want you to listen now. What is the secret to the successful life? The Bible says right here, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Okay? What's a promise? Someone tell me what a promise is real quick.
Tell somebody something and then you have to do it or it's not, you're just breaking the promise. Like Ariel promised me she'd go to church on Easter the day like she moved next to me and she came.
Perfect. Okay. Promise. Like if I say, I promise I'm going to give you a candy bar.
Okay? You have to give us a candy bar.
Yeah, it's a promise. I don't want to break my promises. Listen, that commandment said, it's the first commandment with promise, which was saying, if you obey this commandment, God promises you something. If you honor your father and mother, a promise comes along with it. And what's the promise? It's in verse number 3. It says that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. If you want to reword that a little bit, it's saying, a long, happy life. That it may be well with thee. Well is good, happy. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. The secret to a successful life, everything he said was right. Walking with God, read the Bible, salvation, all that. But what this chapter says, what this verse says, if you want to have a successful life, yes, do all those things. Get a diploma. Read your Bible. Live for God. Be in His will. But what these verses are saying is if you want to have a successful life, you need to obey your parents, honor your parents, respect your parents. That is the secret to the successful life. That is the secret to successful life. Tonight I want to charge you in four ways. I want to challenge you in four challenges I want to give you. As a teenager, and this is not just for the teenager, but for our workers and for myself. Challenges regarding our parents that I want to give us. That we need to do to have a successful life. Now listen, all of us struggle with this. As an adult, I can still struggle with it. My workers in the room, my wife, can we struggle with that still as an adult? Yes, we can. Just because I'm out of the house doesn't mean I'm dishonoring my parents all the time. No, I can dishonor my parents, disrespect my parents, treat my parents wrong as an adult, as a married man with kids. But the secret to the successful life, which all of you said, I want a successful life, I want to have a happy life, I want to have a long life, the secret to having that is honoring your parents. I want to give you four challenges tonight. I want you to listen. If you have a pen, you can write them down. If not, just ingrain them in your mind and don't forget them. I can write them down for you afterwards. Number one, what's the first charge for you in regards to your parents is simply this. Number one, love your parents. See, I love my parents, obviously. No, I mean love your parents. Love your parents. Think of what they've done for you. Your parents have given you everything. See, well, you know, my parents have really disappointed me. They still gave you life. Okay, if you're living with them, you still got a place to live. If you're here tonight, they allowed you to come tonight. Your parent, if you ate tonight or you ate yesterday, you know what? They let you eat. Some of them work and got paid for food on the table. They've given you so much. Love your parents. Tell them you love your parents. Don't raise your hand. I want you to answer this question in your mind. When's the last time you told your parents you loved them? And I don't mean on the phone, okay, but I love you. I mean, you say, Mom, Dad, or Mom, I love you so much. I love you. Or Dad, I love you. Or even Stepdad, I love you. You've been there for me. You've worked and you've taken care of me. Thank you. I love you. Tell your parents you love them. Think about it. If it's been a while since you've really said it and really meant it, that's a problem. That's not honoring your parents. Girls, listening. Okay? It's all right. What else under this? Number one is love your parents. Tell them you love them. You know what? Give them hugs. Give them a hug. Give your mom, Dad a hug. Go get my. See, I haven't hugged my mom in 3 years. It's not good. Hug your mom. Hug your dad. Say, man, Dad, I love you. Thanks for all you do for me. The problem is we forget. We forget all they've done for us. So we think, man, my mom and dad, they're so annoying. And you can't say them, but you forget all the great things they've done. Hey, parents make mistakes too. I make mistakes too. But you need to love your parents. You need to tell them you love them. You need to give them a hug something. You need to give them a kiss once in a while. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. If you think there's something wrong with that, then you've got a problem. Then you've got a problem. Because I'll tell you one thing. One day they're not going to be around anymore to give you a hug or give you a kiss. Am I right, Uncle Jack? You wish you'd give your mom a kiss? Yeah. Give your parents a hug. Give them a kiss. Spend time with them. Some of you, man, you get home from school and the first thing you do is you either go to your room and lock yourself in your room or you go hang out with your friend. You don't want to spend any time with your parents ever. It's not good. I'm going to stop myself and say sometimes, I know that sometimes not everybody's parents are doing the right thing. That's okay. I'm not saying that everybody's perfect. Okay, some of your parents may not care about you that much. Okay, I'm not saying that. But you can always find good in people as well. There's always good qualities. But spend time with your parents. Those of you who do have great parents, which all of you probably do, thinking about it right now, spend time with your mom. Spend time with your dad. If they say, hey, can you want to come to the store with me real quick? Don't say, I don't want to be seen with you. Why don't you get in the car and go with them? Spend time with your mom. Why don't you talk to her? Why don't you tell her how your day went? If your dad says, hey, son, you want to, you know, I'm going to the store. I'm going to Home Depot. I want to Lowe's real quick. Can you come help me? Go with them. Go with them. Some of you don't have a dad. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry if your dad's not in your life. I'm sorry if your dad's abandoned you. I'm sorry for that. But if you've got a mom that loves you, if you've got a stepdad that loves you and that's taking care of you, that's providing for you, you need to spend time with them. You need to love them. You need to tell them you love them. You need to show them you love them. You know, give them a hug. You need to spend time with them. Doing things. Do things for them. Hey, do things for your parents. Make dinner for them. Get your mom. When, guys, I'm going to ask, don't. And anytime I ask a question tonight, guys, I don't want you to raise your hand. I want you just want you to think in your mind. Okay, get your mom some flowers. When was the last time you did that? Even if you say, oh, I don't have money, why don't you go pick some flowers out of someone's yard and give them to your mom? Okay? When's the last time you did something for your mom or dad? You actually did something for them. After all that they do for you, your mom does all your laundry, your dad works he works himself to death trying to provide for your family, all that they do for you, you can't do a thing for them. When's the last time you did something for them? Do something for your parents. Make them dinner. Write them a letter. Do anything. Do something for them. Love your parents. Love your parents. Okay, I know many of us, if you went to TeenSpeak, you heard a message come along the same lines, the first message we heard. Okay, well, here's a question for those who did go to TeenSpeak. Answer this question in your mind. How many of you have kind of failed at that already in the past month? It's been a month since we've been at TeenSpeak. You say, I messed up. Don't raise your hands. I don't want to know. But in your heart, think about it. You heard the message, man, I'm my parents. I need to respect my parents more. I need to do right. Oh, I'm so sorry. And then you're right back in the same deal that you were before TeenSpeak. You need to love your parents. Number one, love your parents. Secret to the successful life. Number two, respect your parents. Respect your parents. Not just love them, respect them. Respect your parents. I don't care if you don't agree with them. Well, I don't really think that their rules are fair. I don't care. They're the parents. They make the rules, and you follow them. That's just the way it works. I hate to say this. If your mom or dad said, you can't go to church tonight. You know what? They're your authority. And I have to say, okay, mom and dad, I trust you on that. And you need to obey your parents. Not say, what? No. They make the rules. You follow them. Whether you agree with them or not. Say, that's a stupid rule. I don't care if you think it's stupid. I don't care if it really is stupid. You obey it with a good attitude because they are your parents. You respect them. You obey their rules with a good attitude. And you know what? Even, this is so, man. When you're around your friends and your parents are around, and I did this as a teenager. It's amazing when your friends get around and your mom says something, your dad says something, you almost get a whole new personality. You start making fun of your parents, disrespecting your parents, especially around your friends, because you don't want to look like a little kid who needs to, you're a jerk to your parents around your friends. Respect your parents around your friends. You don't even realize how much you're going to hurt your parents by doing that. Maybe you're on the phone, you're in your friend's car, and you're on the phone with your mom or dad, and you're like, okay, I don't need to talk, okay, bye, whatever. What do you think you're doing? You think you're cool? You think you're Mr. Big Man, disrespecting your mom? You think you're so cool, ladies, that you can disrespect your mom, talk crap to her? Sorry. Respect your parents. Respect your parents around your friends. Don't question. If they say, son or daughter, or I need you to do this. Don't say, why? Why don't I do that? Don't question them. Don't question your parents. Clean your room. Well, I don't really feel like it right now. I'll do it later. Can I do it later? Just do it. Respect your parents. Do not question them. If you say, Mom, can I go over to so-and-so's house? I don't think it'd be a good idea tonight. Why? Come on, you never let me do anything with it. You're dishonoring your parents. You are dishonoring your parents. Do not question them. Don't question your parents. Don't give them any grief. They say something, and I know it's easy preaching, hard living, okay? I was a teenager once too. But it doesn't make it right. Just because I might have done the same thing you're doing doesn't make it right. No, it's still wrong. If your parents, if they say, I don't think you should tonight, you can say, okay, all right, that's all right. Maybe next week or something like that, okay. And if you really, really, really want to know, say, okay, that's all right, and I respect your decision, that's all right. But can I at least know, is there a reason why they do something wrong? Do you not like them? You know, there's ways to it, not just, why? I can't believe you're not letting me do this. What, you hate me? Okay, don't do that. Disrespecting your parents, okay? Don't question them. Here's another one. Talk to your parents. Say, what are you talking about? Okay, think about it for 1 second. If your mom or dad picks you up from school, and you get in the car, and they say, how did the day of school go? You say, fine. It's good. That's it. You say, well, what'd you learn? Oh, stuff. Okay? Honestly, how many of you have been there? My hands up. Did it. Put them down. Can I tell you something? It's not right. God is not pleased with that. At all. At all. At all. Talk to your parents. Have a conversation with them once in a while. I think right now my little guy, and little Donald, he loves to be around me. He'll talk to me for hours. He won't make any sense, but he'll talk to me for hours. No. Okay, my kid, and you know what? I love it. Oh, I'm just, man, he's just so fun to be around. I love spending time with him. I love, even, he doesn't understand me most of the time, but I love talking to him too. And you know what would kill me? Would really just crush my spirit is when Donald was a teenager, some of your ages, and I wanted to talk to Donald, my son, have a conversation with him, see how his day is going, see what decisions that he's making, see what he's thinking about, and him to say, I don't really want to talk to you. And maybe not say that with his word, but say that with his attitude, just kind of like, okay, fine. I'm going to go in my room now. That would crush my spirit. And you don't even realize what you do to your parents. When they try to talk to you, they try to have a conversation with you, and you just kind of blow them off. You don't realize how that hurts them. Especially your mom. Guys are a little more strong in that area. We can say, okay, whatever. Still hurts. But your mother, who gave birth to you, who raised you, who fed you, who brought you up, and for you to say, oh, I don't want to talk to you. You don't realize how that will hurt your mom. It'll hurt your dad. Talk to them. Have a conversation with them. Ask them how their day went once in a while. Ask them stuff that they're thinking about once in a while. Treat them right. Talk to your parents. Don't make fun of your parents. Some of you around your friends, oh, my mom's such a dork. Oh, my goodness, she does this or that. Don't do that. Man, that just makes me sick. Better not do it around me. I'll put you in your place so quick, it'll make your head spin. Don't make fun of your parents. Don't make fun of your dad. Don't do it. I don't even have to talk about this. Because if you are doing it, and you know who you are, if you have made fun of your parents or your friends or to someone else, you better knock it off. Because God does not take it very lightly. At all. Don't make fun of your parents. Don't make fun of your parents. Respect your parents. Make them feel respected. If they tell you to do something, say, okay, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I grew up saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am to my parents. And that's good. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. Not just, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Make them feel respected. Make them, encourage them. You don't even know how to encourage. When you make them feel respected, that encourages their heart to know that you respect them. By saying, yes, ma'am, I'll do that for you right now. No problem. I'll get right on. You want me to do the dishes? I'll go do them right now. No problem. I'll do them. Here, I'm going to do them. You want me to take the trash out? Sure, I'll do it right now. Yes, thank you. Okay, whatever. Make them feel respected. Don't make them feel like trash. Respect your parents. Build them up. Build them up around your friends. Some of you make fun of them. Why don't you start building them up? Say, man, my mom's the greatest, man. She's such a good cook. Or my dad's so awesome. He works so many hours during the week. And, you know, my dad's awesome. Why don't you say that to your friend instead? Build your parents up. Why don't you go home and say, Mom, you know, I don't say this enough, but, man, you're awesome. You're just great. Thanks for being such a great mom. Hey, Dad, you know what? You may not be my real dad, but you've been there for me, and I just want to thank you. You're awesome. Why don't you do that? And those of you who maybe it is your real dad, why don't you say, hey, Dad, thanks for not walking out on us ever. Thanks for sticking out with Mom and loving me and taking care of me. You're an awesome dad. You're an awesome dad. Build your parents up. Nothing wrong with that. Build them up. Respect their wishes. They want you to do something. Maybe they won't say, don't do it, but they'll say, well, I don't really think you should. They might even let you make the decision. They might say, you know what, you go ahead and make it, but I don't know if it's the best idea. And you're like, okay, they didn't say no, so I'm doing it. Now, how about you respect their wishes? And remember that when I was a teenager, and as a teenager right now, you don't know everything. You don't know much. I still don't know much. But as a teenager, I knew a whole lot less. And right now, you don't know everything. Your parents know better than you. I don't care how much you think you know better. They know better than you. Respect their wishes. If they have a reason why they think you shouldn't do it, or maybe they think you should do something, then just go with it. Do what they want you to do. Do what they think is best, because they know best. Respect their wishes. Here's a simple one. If they ask you to do something, if they ask you to do chores, then do them. If they ask you to clean your room, then clean your room. Don't let her tell you 15 times. Why don't you do it the first time? Make her happy. Surprise her. She's going to come in and see a clean room and be like, oh my goodness. What happened? The rapture happened? What's going on here? Why don't you do your chores? Why don't you do what they tell you the first time? Don't wait. Don't give them so much grief. Don't ever Oh, man, this will tick me off. Don't ever say no to your parents. I've been around people who have done it. Even people I know personally, and their parents say, hey, honey, can you do this? No. Oh, man. I would have got slapped across the room if I did that to my parents. Don't say no to your parents. Say, oh, I don't want you, you're not going out tonight, or this, that. And you say, no. Yeah, I am. Just direct defiance. You can't tell me what to do. Yeah, they can. They're your parents. Don't say no to them. Don't ever say no to them. Unless they're asking you, do you hate me? Then you can say, no, I don't. Other than that, don't say no to them. Don't defy your parents. If they tell you to do something, you say, yes, I'll do it. Even if you don't want to do it. Don't say no. Don't say no. Okay? And if they say no to something you want to do, if you say, Mom, can I do this? Dad, can I do this? No, not right now. Or no, I don't want you doing that. Get over it. That's one for you. Get over it. Don't sit and pout and go in your room. Some people do this. I don't know why people do this. It's so stupid, but they feel the need to punch a wall. You stupid. That's just dumb. That is class A stupidity right there. So, man, I'm going to punch a wall. Oh, wow. You're so cool. I'm so impressed with your bruised knuckles. Hey, look at mine. They're not bruised. You know why? Because I'm not an idiot. You know what happens when you punch a wall? Some of you, okay, here's a dumb question, and I've done it too. Don't worry. I'm saying it's stupid, but I did it once, so I was stupid. Who's punched a wall before? Or a door, or something? Thank you. Put them down. Listen, you know what that proves? You have no self-control. You're giving the devil victory. Because the devil's saying, man, oh, you're so mad. Why don't you just, you need to hit something. Oh, he's like, boom, hit something. No self-control. You're not controlling yourself. You're letting your body, whatever your body, you're not controlling the flesh, the wickedness inside you. You're just letting it flow out. It's wrong. That is flat out wrong and wicked. To punch something. Well, I had to punch him, or I was going to punch her, or I was going to punch him. Oh, come on. Come on. Okay, if they say no, how about you just do this, get over it. And realize, maybe it's hard then to get over it, but say, you know what? Okay, I'm really annoyed right now that they said no, but there must be a good reason. There must be a good reason somewhere in there. And you might say, oh, there's definitely not. But you might just tell yourself, there's got to be a good reason. And even if there's not a good reason, they're still mom and dad, and they still get to make the rules. So, okay, I'll get over it. Get over it, because if you don't get over it, it's going to ruin you. You're going to get bitter. You're going to have a terrible relationship with your parents, and you're not going to have a successful life. Respect your parents. Don't always think negative. When they say no, you say, man, they're just out to get me, man. They don't care about me, man. They just care about themselves. That's why they said no. Okay, you've done that. I did that. Don't do it. Love, charity thinketh no evil. The Bible says, charity thinketh no evil. Don't think like that. Don't think like that. No. Don't think negative. Think positive. There's got to be a good reason why they're doing this. Don't give them one-word answers. Let me just say, like I said, you get in the car. How was school today? Good. Stupid. Wrong. That's not what your mom was looking for in an answer. Talk to her. Talk to your dad. Don't give them yes, no, fine, okay, this. No, talk to them. Don't give them one-word answers. That's just disrespectful. That's just disrespectful. If there was someone that you were just dying to meet. Who? No, I'm not going to ask that question. Okay, who do I want to meet? Here's a clue. One day we're going to, if you're saved, you're going to meet Jesus. One day. Jesus, you know, Donald, you know, you said, you know, your life, you're here in heaven now, you know, did you learn, what'd you learn from, whatever he asked me, oh, stuff, you think I'm going to talk till I get to Jesus? No, I'm not going to be able to shut up. Jesus is going to have to be like, Donald, shut up, please, okay, you've been talking my ear off for 30 years, okay, just stop. No, your parents love you, they care about you, so respect them and talk to them, don't give them one word answers, and if you start feeling yourself starting to, and don't just switch it from good to pretty good. Two words. Sorry. You know what I mean. Talk to your parents. Number one, love your parents. Number two, respect your parents. Number three, honor your parents. You say, wait. Honor and respect are the same. Okay, I want to show you how they're different in some ways. Number three, honor your parents. What I mean by that, I mean make them proud. Make them proud. Honor your parents in the decisions that you make. Some of you, like I said, your parents, you know, wants you to do certain things, and you don't do them. That's not honoring your parents. Make them proud by the decisions you make. Honor your parents. If you have your Bible, go over to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Quickly. If you're not there in about 5 seconds, I'm going to read it and just listen. Exodus chapter 20. If the person next to you gets there, just read along with them if you're not there. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 says this, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It says right there, honor thy father and mother. Honor thy father and mother. Go over to Exodus, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 21. We got about 10 minutes left. I got to get the rest of this. I want you to listen well. Deuteronomy chapter 21. Honor your parents. Okay, Deuteronomy 21, verse 18. Listen, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him or they punished him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out unto the elders of the city, and unto the gate of his place, and they shall say unto the elders of the city, or the leaders of the city, this is our son. This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So thou shalt put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. If those verses were true nowadays, how many of you be stoned to death?
Long time ago.
Me too. These verses just show us how important it is to God that we honor our parents. He said, if a father or mother have a rebellious kid and they won't listen to him, and even after they punish him, he still does what he wants, he still disrespects him, then take him to the leaders of the city, give him to them and tell them what it is, and they're going to take him out and they're going to kill him. God does not take disrespect from your parents very lightly. Honor your parents. Honor your parents. Some of you may have even gotten, if this was the case, they would have taken stones today and stoned you today. Because you disrespected your parents before church, when you got off from school, this morning before you left. Honor your parents. Be proud of your parents. Some of you say, man, my parents, they failed me. They're not even in my life anymore. Whoever is in your life, whether it's mom, dad, grandparents, uncles, aunts, whatever, that have taken care of you, be proud of them. Find good qualities in there. See, man, there's just so much. And maybe you're right about a lot of it. Maybe some of your parents are a mess and they are making not good decisions. Find good. Whether or not they are making bad decisions, they still give you a place to live. They still put food on your table somehow. And they're still taking... Find good. Forget all the bad decisions that they've made, because we all make bad decisions. And find the good. Find good qualities and be proud of them. Honor them with the decisions you make. Make decisions that you know are going to make them proud. Don't sneak around your parents. If they don't want you doing something, don't sneak it in the house. Don't sneak it behind their back. Don't do what they don't want you to do behind hiding it. Don't hide things from your parents. I used to hide the wrong kind of music from my dad. Didn't want me to listen to the wrong kind of music, and I did anyway, and I hid it. And I never forget, I got home one day, and my CD player was out on the table, and the CD was gone. And I'm like, uh-oh. I didn't take that out. My dad wasn't home. I'm like, oh no. That was hiding behind the side of my bed, which means somebody moved it to the counter in the kitchen and took the CD out, and it wasn't me. And I was like, uh-oh. My dad found it. I got in trouble. I got yelled at. Hiding things from my parents. You don't know how that... Not only is it wrong to hide it, but when your parents finally catch you, because the Bible says your sin will find you out, when they finally catch you, not only are they mad about what you're doing, but they're mad that you're hiding things from them. That you're sneaking around, that you're not trusting them enough to talk to them about things. Question. Don't hide anything. Don't sneak around your parents. Don't hurt their feelings with the decisions that you make. Think about, before you make a decision, first of all, we need to make sure it's what the Lord wants or what the Lord doesn't like. But then think about your parents too. Are they going to be proud of me for this? Or are they going to be disappointed? Am I going to hurt my mother's heart? Am I going to break my parents' heart by doing this? Don't hurt their feelings. Don't break their heart. Do things without being told. If you see the dishes in the sink, go and do them. Go and do, don't just add more. Go and do the dishes. Hey, do the laundry. Mow the lawn. Wash the car. Take the dog out. Take the trash out. Clean the living room out. I don't care what it is. Do it without being told. Parents do enough. Some of them work a job. Some of them work two jobs. Why don't you take some off their plate? Why don't you help them out a little bit? Live your life to please your parents. And when you live your life to please your parents, you're going to please God. Because God said, honor your parents. Now listen, don't get bothered when you get punished. I said, it's really hard, but listen, the Bible says that you get chased, you get punished because they love you. They're trying to help you. Not punish you because they hate you, because they're mad at you. No, they're trying to do it because they love you. They're trying to help you. Okay? Don't get so frustrated and mad. Oh, I'm grounded for 2 weeks, whatever. No, okay? First of all, you probably did something. You did something that deserved it. Okay? So there's consequences to stupidity, to stupid decisions. So just deal with it. Don't get bothered. Listen to what they say. When they're talking to you, don't just sit there with your headphones in. Okay? Listen to your parents. When they're talking to you, when they want to talk to you, listen to them. Look at them in the eye when they're talking to you and listen to them. Okay? Number four. Okay, so we had love your parents, respect your parents, honor your parents. And the last one is this. We're going to go quickly. Cherish your parents. Cherish your parents. Because they won't always be there. They won't always be there. Spend as much time with them as you can. Because you know what? Something could happen. They could be in a car accident or something like that. I'm not trying to scare you. But that could happen. I think of a missionary family in Cambodia. The mother and father, they had about 5 or 6 kids in Cambodia. They were missionaries. And they went to get milk at the store and they took their motorcycle and they got hit by a car and the mother was killed. They didn't see that coming. How would you feel if that happened to you? Would you have regrets? Oh my goodness, I can't believe the last thing I said to my mom was something disrespectful, was something rude, was having a bad attitude with her. The last day I spent with my mom before she died was just disrespecting her, being a jerk. Oh, and you have regret for the rest of your life. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. Spend time with them. Take pictures with them. You got enough pictures of yourself. Hey, we don't need any more of those selfies. We're good on the, okay. Why don't you take some pictures with your parents? Why don't you take some pictures with your parents? Put those up in your locker. Put those up on your wall. Make your parents feel good. Cherish them. Make them feel special. Listen, like I just said, if your parents died tonight, if my parents died tonight, would I have regrets? Would you have regrets? Would this past week been a week you could look back and say, man, our last week together was a great week. I respected them. I did what they wanted. I remember one time, that last week you had with them, oh, and my dad got mad at me, but I didn't get mad at him, and we worked things out, and I gave him a hug, gave him a kiss, and man, would you have a week like that, or would you not? Would you look back and say, oh my goodness, the last week I spent with him, I was such a jerk to him. The last few years of my life as a teenager, when my parents were here, I was so disrespectful, I didn't do what they wanted me to do. Would you have regrets? Here's the challenge tonight. Okay, we said love, respect, honor, and cherish your parents. Some of you need to go home tonight and hug your mom, dad. You need to go up. Some of your parents are upstairs. You need to go upstairs and give your mom a hug. And thank them for what they've done for you. Some of you need to apologize for your attitude lately. Say, mom, sorry for being such a jerk. Dad, I'm sorry for having such a bad attitude with you. I'm sorry. I don't want to risk missing out. Some of you need to go home and apologize. Some of you need to go home and write a letter to them. Some of you got parents in different states. I've heard, write a letter and send it to them. Say, I just love you. I'm sorry for not talking to you. I'm sorry for things that have gone on. I'm sorry. Some of you need to go home and spend time with your parents tonight. Instead of going to your room and locking yourself in your room, you need to spend time, watch some TV with them. Get some popcorn. Eat some popcorn. Eat some with them. Just have some quality time with your parents tonight. Because you never know when the last night can be there. I'll never forget when my dad's mom died kind of quickly out of nowhere. And he came to me in the hospital room and he knelt down and he said, your grandmother went to be with the Lord tonight. My dad, who never cried, started to weep. And he looked me in my eyes and he said, you love your mother and respect your mother because you don't know when she's going to be gone. And I'll say the same thing to you tonight. You don't know. I don't care if they're young parents. Anything could happen. Be ready for it. Thank them for what they do. And then when you do that, if some of you are going to make decisions today, and that's great, but keep it up. Don't just let a month go by and then give up and not care anymore. It's my job as the youth pastor to make sure your relationship with your parents is solid. It's not about you trusting me and wanting to be. No, it's about me telling you. You need to love your parents, respect them, honor them, cherish them. Don't waste your time with your parents because it's going to be gone. I'm thousands of miles away from my parents. Wish I could be with them. Wish I could spend time with them. Wish I could see their grandkids, but they're not. They're in Massachusetts. I don't get to see them often. I wish I could. Don't have regrets when it comes to this. Head bowed, eyes closed, and we're looking around. How many say, Pastor Donald, something in the message tonight convicted my heart? Raise your hand up high. High, 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 high. Okay, I'm going to give you about 2 minutes right now to come up to this altar and make a decision and tell God right now. Come right up here. Don't waste time. Some of you have made some stupid decisions today. You disrespected your parents. You dishonored them. Okay, you know what? Come up. Tell God what you messed up on. Confess it. Say, Lord, I shouldn't have done this. And then go home and tell your parents the same thing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done it. Take some time to pray. Ask God to help you to respect. Ask Him to help you treat Him right. Ask Him to give you some self-control. And then, don't just tell God you're sorry, but like I said, go home, tell your dad, tell your stepdad, tell your mom, or tell your stepmom that you're sorry, and you're going to try to do better, and that you're sorry for your attitude. You're going to try, try, try. And then do it. And then just do it. Don't have regrets. You don't know how long they're going to be here. Honor your parents. Love your parents. Talk to them. Spend time with them. Respect them. Respect what they want you to do. Don't hide things from them. Some of you got to go home and tell them, you know what, I've been hiding this from you. I'm sorry. I've been hiding this from you. You didn't want me to do this, and I did it anyway, and I'm sorry. I had to get it off my chest. You need to have a clean conscience with your parents. You need to have a clean slate with your parents. Nothing hidden. Confess it. Talk to them. Talk to them. I'm going to pray, and when I finish praying, you should be back in your seats. Lord, we love you. Bless this night. Bless these teens. Lord, help them respect their parents and realize that that is the secret to a successful life, is honoring your parents. Help me to honor my parents. Lord, please, speak to these young men, these young ladies. Lord, help them to love, respect their parents. Please, God, help them to go home tonight and spend time with them and apologize if they need to, Lord. Help them not to be too embarrassed or think they don't need to, and they're just going to make good decisions now and not even tell them about it. No, help them to go home and tell their parents what they heard tonight. Tell them what they need to fix and talk to them, Lord. Please, love you. Thank you for these teens. Bless them. In Jesus' name.